Cronos Radio.
One of the participants in this festival in Scan Up is also Eki Rahmani, a guy from Pristina who's right now living in London for about 10 years, maybe. Yeah. And he's a film director. So, Eki, why are you here?
Well, I shot during my student days when I was at college. Basically, I was doing loads of fiction, but then when the war started, kind of gave up one of my projects, and I decided to come down here and shoot, you know, like my first documentary, which was Chagran, this film in the refugee camp. And basically, that project was like, it was meant to be another story, and then halfway through, once we arrived in Macedonia, like, you know, the whole story broke down, you know, it was like an investigation thing. And so basically, we ended up just shooting something else. And so I just took my crew, they were all like fellow students, and we went to Chagrani. And we spent, you know, about 4 or 5 days there just capturing, you know, observing and capturing the moment, you know, like kind of, you know, this sadness, hope and everything. And later on, after the war, after the NATO went in, you know, like I came, you know, like kind of, I wanted to follow it up, you know, kind of to see how the life is, you know, once the people were returning. So I went to Chabra, that village in north of Kosovo, because for me, that, you know, while in the rest of the country there was anarchy, people occupying properties, I don't know what, you know, it was cold that winter, you know, and these people, you know, they decided to stay put. They wanted to stay in their land, you know, that village was totally destroyed, and they wanted to stay there, they wanted to start again, anew, you know. So I decided to go there and shoot a documentary, and it was, for me, it was like that, Chabra for me represents that new beginning, you know, in Kosovo, you know. And so, you know, when I heard about the festival, then I thought like, well, okay, it's, you know, these are the films I did, you know, like when I was a student, so I thought like, let's, you know, just send them, you know. And I'm actually now, this summer, you know, I went, I did another shoot in Chabra 5 years on. That is in post-production at the moment, and I just thought maybe it's, you know, it's good to kind of, you know, show the students, you know, what I've done then. I mean, obviously it's a very different work to what I'm doing now, and I mean, actually I'm proud of it, because it's, you know, it's got that evolution, you know, like how, you know how it is as a student, you know, like you don't have, you know, means and access to computers and blah blah and all that. You know, so basically your work kind of becomes, you know, it's not always what you do, it's all what you don't do as well, you know. So, but now, you know, we're kind of better now, and, you know, like hopefully this new one, which should be finished by January, hopefully, and yeah, it's a kind of a follow-up to that, and, you know, probably it's going to have both stories, and, you know.
So you're showing only one film made on that time, or you're showing
I showed three films. One was Chagran, one was Now You Exist, Now You Don't, about Chabra, and the last one was another film about, well, I traveled this summer in India and Sudan, Kenya, you know, not Sudan, Kenya, but the story captures Sudan as well, and it's about, you know, the helping out, the, you know, doing some work, promoting a charity, a Swiss charity, which is a brainchild of MSF, DNDI, and we did a documentary about the most neglected people in the world, and, you know, some of the diseases like Kala-Azar, and, you know, how people are coping, and that was quite, you know, it was like a reality check, you know, kind of going from London and, you know, seeing, you know, it's heartbreaking, like you go, I mean, I've experienced war and all that stuff, but then, you know, you go into the outer world and there's like, you know, I met this girl, 10-year-old, and, you know, she's dying because she hasn't got $6, you know, to buy drugs, you know, and so basically I was frustrated, so I decided like, okay, well, I have, you know, this is my skill and I'm doing a documentary, and that's why I did it, because, like, you know, there's like, you know, I come from a culture where, you know, where there is like 1 million pills, ecstasy pills coming, you know, like being taken in London, you know, or like there's God knows how many thousands of Viagra pills sold every you know, every day, and there is a little girl in Africa who's dying because she hasn't got $6, you know. Not, it's not like luxury, but, you know, that's life, you know.
Yeah. Can you tell me something more about the film? I mean, if well, I can go into the
we
details.
We were commissioned from DNDI. It's like, you know, it's a charity project. You know, we wanted to help, and now, basically, we did this kind of a small piece for them, and now we're kind of pushing the whole thing to make a, you know, bigger documentary where we want to take on sort of the pharma industry, but kind of, you know, hopefully, like these days, the Michael Moore style is kind of in. So basically, like, you know, we're gonna work from that on, you know. So that's kind of the, you know, one of the next projects on the cards. I mean, you know, now obviously it depends a lot on, you know, like what the commissioners want to commission, what, you know, what funding there is, and blah blah, and all this, you know. So
that's okay. What do you think about the other films that are shown until now in the festival?
I mean, you know what, it's like, I don't think, for me, I think the timing is, you know, it's like very important, so I don't think I am the you know, the right person to sort of talk about that, mm-hmm. although, because I think I will be very critical, you know, like, and I think because, you know, not that I'm being arrogant or whatever, but because I saw some good stuff, but I just finished one festival in London, you know, I was writing for Java for, you know, a couple of articles, and,
Know,
and I've been doing London Film Festival for like 11 years now, you know, and every year in Berlin and stuff. So, you know, I must say, this is, you know, for the beginning, this is great, you know, and, but it has to improve, we have to take it further and stuff, you know, obviously, you know, what you, when you kind of dealing with, you know, like London Film Festival, and I mean, you're seeing and, you know, watching and following and meeting, you know, like the cream de la cream of the, you know, film world, you know, kind of, especially world cinema, which, you know, interests me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, it's kind of like, you know, this is kind of very different level, you know, like, no disrespect to all these filmmakers, because I think they're, you know, like, it's, you know, I respect everybody's effort, and, you know, it's great, but I mean, can you see what I mean? I don't think
comparing to,
yeah, I don't think it can, it, you know, can, and I'm still kind of, it's just too fresh, you know, like, I think, if I'm correct, I watched about 38 films, you know, in the last 2 weeks, and I came over here, like, with having, like, 4 or 5 days break, and, you know, those films, they're still sinking in, you know what I mean? And then now it's just, this is a bit like too much to take, but I mean, I'm struggling a bit, but still it's okay, you know? Like, I must say, I really enjoyed a play which I saw last night from the Czech Republic. It was like a physical theater, no words, you know, amazing, you know, like, from these, you know, and especially I met the director today, and, you know, she's, you know, like, most of the cast are like deaf people, and amazing. Yeah, I think, you know, one can learn a lot from, you know, them all. You know, it's brilliant.
Okay, thank you, thanks for being in our
pleasure.
Yeah.